Ah, yes. A brand new specimen. You may know me as the Doctor. Well, I'll be your doctor from now on. It supposes that I would have been, regardless of situations. Oh, interesting. You don't seem to be my new patient. Then who truly are you? Ah, yes. An understudy. You must have shown considerable promise if you'd got kicked out as I did. The outcast? No, I'm the doctor. But I've already said that before. Now what brings you here, my little apprentice? Someone with a perfect body. You may prove quite useful to me. Of course, that is if you can survive the day. I know it may seem difficult to you, but I intend to show you something far more extraordinary than mere humans should ever tamper with. But that's what makes it so exciting. I wish to use you in my newest, most endearing success of a experiment. I call it a success because, my dear, there is nothing that could get in the way of it. Even if it failed, it would still be a success. Do you want to be a part of the future? This experiment is a way for me to continue. You see, I've enhanced my body with numerous different things. Several that you'll come to get to know over time. Some more personal than others. The intimacy we shall share is for more than just research purposes. I've taken a liking to you. You could call it love at first sight. I wish to both use you in experiments, as well as spoil you as my second in command. You're the first that's been recommended to me, purely from the Tsaritsa's benevolent agreement. You see, I've been allowed to experiment without limits. But what happens when mortality rears its ugly head? I've been trying to find the perfect way to bypass its limitations, to make things different. So, I wish to be with you. Come to my bedroom. In we go, and so we stay. This is my most cherished area, and it's different. Difference is only subverted by the fact that it is now your bedroom as well. This may all seem quite abrupt, and I know you think that way as well, but you have to understand, if I told you more of it, it would break some of the experiment's wonder, a very key component in it. As you should know, as a researcher, as someone of science, some do not follow in conventional logic. They find forbidden knowledge that none seem brave enough to find, to claim, and to eradicate those who stand in the way. This isn't about them, though. This is about me and you strictly. You see, you and I, we have some unfinished business. I will be kissing you now. Please gauge how your heart rate increases. You clearly find me attractive. You've proven that already. Why don't you just admit it? Admit it with that perfectly pert pair of lips you have. Very lively. You clearly take good care of yourself, a good sign of my apprentice. My little assistant. What do you prefer, apprentice assistant? Which will it be? It's interesting to me how you still think that this is formalities. Yes, there are formalities with this, but it is far more than the formalities themselves. I am going to take you on a journey of body against body, flesh against flesh. And you have such ample flesh to have fun with. Do you not understand that this is something beautiful? This is something you cannot deny. Neither of us could. It would be a waste. But right now, I see us in a different light, don't you? When our skin is laid to bare, when I take this off as I do, your eyes glisten with anticipation. With each layer of clothing removed, the more your eyes wish to see. You should rejoice. You're one of the few who gets to see me eye to eye, skin to skin. You're the first, to be more accurate. Oh, I won't make petty promises that you'll be the last. It is not my place to decide what science demands of me. No, this is art, as much as it is science. A beautiful conundrum to solve of how those layers shed from your body. The slight curvature, the perfectly pert and so decadently decorated body of yours. May I have the honor of touching you? This door, it leads to my inner sanctum, a place you should rejoice to be able to ever witness. And here is the perfect bed amongst the failed experiments to truly understand one another's body. I'll say it again, but this is as much an act of science as it is of exploration and exploitation. If you're fond of all three, then you will get along just well. Maybe even more than well. It is important that you understand what your body desires. And when you look at me, I can see what it desires on blast. You make it seem so bland until your sex betrays you. You are interesting, at least in the more carnal ways. You understand the science of body against body, of licking tongues and lashing whips. The madness of injections for the purpose of something far greater than ourselves. You understand that this must be something done between the two of us. You accept it so easily. Am I to take that as a flattery of how attractive I am in your eyes, or perhaps as a dedication to science? I will find the answer one way or the other. Now remain still. This won't hurt but for a second. And your injection is done. I did not lie to you. This is a new stimulant. It makes the body's nerves go quite pert, if I will. Attentive, you will feel even the ground beneath your feet enough to make you feel something. Something welling up, the air breezing against you. Does it not feel that way? As if you could lose your mind right here and now. What a perfect little assistant you are. A little helper sent so miraculously. Oh dear, you fall into your knees. I think it only fair that I, as the main researcher, and as your superior, inject myself as well. The same serum, so you know I'm not turning you into an experiment. I would never waste such a promising mind, nor a promising body. You're attractive to me as well. Almost instantly the reaction is there. Almost instantly I can feel you. Your breath against my skin is enough to make me hard. Impressive, considering years of different others. Advances never made it this far. Let us try an experimental kiss, shall we? Yes. Like electricity, figuratively speaking. The way you melt into it so willingly, so debaucherously laden, is that your dedication to the craft? Or maybe it's something else. I wonder. But I understand all the same. My intuitive mind betrays me just as much. There is so much I wish to think, but the carnal desires of my mortality and your own are taking shape. I will taste your flesh. Shall I start with that swollen little place? Don't be shy. We must simultaneously test the differences between two participants. Yes. You make me feel so vigorously. The sensations are so intense, my mind threatens to go blank, but I will focus as best as I am able to. You are so pert in your attempts, so vivid in your debauchery, yet so predictably turned on. As I get closer, what do you feel? I can tell you're feeling a lot, but your words escape you. Try and find them. I seem to be suffering from much the same as you. Both exhibit traits of intense arousal and eagerness to come again. The drive to want to spread my seed growing. I feel it. I feel it so deeply. Do not stop. Do not stop for anything. This is our experiment to have just you and I. Extraordinary. The way it feels. Release is not so much release, but a chain into the next desire. Permanence of more arousal. It seems it doesn't matter between specimens. Both suffer from the same intoxicating flavor. The same arousal, seemingly all over. In the desire to take part in reproductive activities grows with each touch of the nerves. A truly dangerous serum indeed. Now, we both must give in to our desires. You can see me, can't you? That cock you just sucked. You will sit on it, or I will bend you over. Shall we take this like the animals do? Perhaps that's the perfect way. Then bend over on all four, and let this male subject take you in the most carnal of ways. Nice and slowly, but the pleasure is almost too much. It's far too much for a mere human to handle. It's a good thing I took those receptors. But I'm not quite human anymore. This is not quite enough to take a harbinger down, but enough for anything just below. A dangerous concoction indeed. You will feel it. Your screams give me pleasure. You remind me of all the other experiments. Only this time you won't break so easy. subject seems to be exhibiting an extreme amount of arousal, coming again and again. I fear my fate to be the same as theirs. There's nothing to stop me. No inhibition left, and only my own logic and stubborn dedication to my science resisting it. Subjects remain firmly set in arousal. Everything we do, firmly rooted in this endless orgy for now. We'll study how long the side effects last. This will take many, many rounds. We are not done. We will not be done, my little assistant. Not for a long time. We will savor this time for science and the betterment of all. The explorative knowledge, you will find it with me. Until we both lose our minds, I will have you as my toy, as well as my helper. It's a beautiful deal for you, who's aroused and attracted just the same as me. You and I will be one and the same. So this is where we are, what we've amounted to, like animals going at it again and again. Though I hesitate to say that I have an innate problem with the medium, it is only that it will take quite a bit of time. I'm sure you don't mind, do you? This is how things will be. You and I shall continue the experiment. For now, I will trust that you won't betray my expectations. This is necessary. Yes, those eyes tell me you intend to see it through to the bitter end. I hope for both our sakes that is true.